Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And WBJC's Kati Harrison. Nice to see you as well.
It's great to see you.
I am the luckiest man in the world right now, I feel.
You are.
Indeed.
I am. So we are continuing our exploration of Cocktails 101, courtesy of Lisa Futterman from the Chicago Tribune, reprinted in the Baltimore Sun in October. And we said we would create these cocktails for you and taste them on air, and we finally have. So we're doing really potent potables this morning, and this is the old fashions slash lowball family. And these are cocktails that are lots of booze with something sweet in them. You can do sugar or muddled fruit like an old fashioned, or you can do a sweeter liquor like a vermouth. Our drink is called the Hanky Panky, which is 2 ounces of gin, 2 ounces of Italian sweet vermouth, and 1/4 ounce of Fernet Branca, which is an Amaro. Let's start with you, Mary Zajac. What do you think?
I think this is a most unusual cocktail. It's not completely in my wheelhouse. And I say that, I guess, because when I drink cocktails, I'm usually drinking sort of a bourbon rye-based, or I'll drink something very simple like a gin and tonic. And this is quite complex. It's very grassy, definitely more herbaceous and a little medicinal. We think maybe, Kati and I were talking off mic, we get sort of menthol or eucalyptus from the Fernet Branca. But I like it. It also has a sort of freshness and a really clean flavor. And I like that nice amber color, too.
Kati Harrison, for you?
I love the color. I find the color irresistible. It's very ambery, sort of beautiful light ochre color. To me, and if, you know, there might be a perfumista listening, it reminds me very much of a perfume that has a mixture of amber and citrus. And for some people, that's a real turn on. For me, not quite as much, but it's very interesting. And I would finish it just because I'm sort of fascinated by it. It's more of an experience than a drink.
This is a beautiful case where, like Mozart's music, you look at the recipe and it looks like nothing. And when you look at a Mozart aria, it looks like nothing. And then you hear it and then you taste it. And these three ingredients are remarkably in sync with each other. And yet they have nothing to do with each other. They don't live in the same neighborhoods. They don't blend well together typically. And yet they do. They play very, very well together. And so for that reason, I'm very intrigued by the Hanky Panky. Who doesn't like Hanky Panky? But the color, as you say, is beautiful. A bit of orange, very simple to make and very interesting. It's a drink you can sip over a long period of time and is, I think, a pleasure to do so. So thank you, Lisa Futterman from the Chicago Tribune, and thank you, Baltimore Sun, for reprinting Cocktails 101. We have two more to do, and we're going to change completely and explore the Fizz or Collins family next week. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Kati Harrison.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.